Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's 7 o'clock on a Wednesday. It's time for Power Rankings. Do you have the power?
I have the power!
Gotta admit, I didn't want to look at these like a year ago, right? But it's the start of the season, so I guess we should find out where we stand. MLB... power rankings are indeed out, and while you do have to scroll a while for most of the Royals, I mean, it's better than it has been, right?
Well, I mean, it's not 30, it's 26. I still think very, very underrated going into the season.
I mean, for years, you know, last years, you're looking, you're like, okay, just don't be last. Just don't be last. Just don't be, 29, you know?
Sweet, there are like, two teams that are worse.
Nice, 29. ESPN starts the Royals out at 26.
At least you could have said you were with the White Sox.
Projected record 72-90.
Yeah, see, that's not a fair projection.
With a 6% playoff odds.
72-90, I would look at, Josh, quite honestly, and go, that was a failed season.
What has changed most since we saw them last? The Royals are going for it? Question mark. Kansas City was unexpectedly one of the busiest teams over the offseason, improving their roster with several additions. The most important and expensive was the move agreeing to the contract extension with Bobby Witt, the face of the franchise. Most likely 2024 award winner. Yeah, it's Witt, even though pitcher Cole Reagans has generated so much buzz of late. Witt has played two seasons for the Royals. He's arguably the best shortstop in Royals history. That's kind of an award. But here we're talking about AL MVP consideration. He can be that too.
Wow.
And he can do that this season.
Already the best shortstop in Royals history. I'm going through the list really fast. I mean, obviously, Freddie Patek, UL Washington, the late UL Washington is up there. Obviously, Eske should be on that list as well. But yeah, Bobby Witt has the opportunity.
Most talented, for sure.
Yeah, no question. Yeah.
You know, that premium position where you actually have the talent.
Right.
We got that now, right? How can they become 2024's biggest surprise, the question is. Witt is really good in adding some established veteran pieces, something out of contention teams are increasingly abstaining from. Was nice to see, but for the Royals, it has to come down to young starting pitchers like Cole Reagans, Brady Singer, and Alec Marsh. Okay? Mm-hmm. And then one realistic, bold prediction. After falling one stolen base shy of the 30-50 club last season, Witt gets there this season, hitting 37 home runs and swiping 60 bases. Yeah, those numbers, I think, would be pretty happy. The only player to reach both those figures was Ronald Acuna Jr. last season.
So if he reaches those numbers and they finish 72-90, I'm going to say, what the hell went on?
Also wins a gold glove and finishes top five in the MVP voting. Good grief.
Good Lord. I mean, we're getting the ability to see one of the great players in baseball right before our eyes here in Kansas City.
You better start maximizing.
I mean, I'll be honest with you, Josh. He's the most exciting prospect we have ever seen in Kansas City. Not prospect, but player we have ever seen in Kansas City. And you're right. You got to start maximizing this thing. You can't let these years slip by and go 72 and 90. That's unacceptable.
CBS Sports. Does Prisco write this one too, or is he abstained from? They had the Royals at number 24.
Ooh. Prisco would have had us at 30.
The Royals have had only one pitcher ever start the All-Star game.
Saberhagen?
Yep, 1987. Hello, Cole Reagans? is the question they asked.
Right.
So how about All-Star game starter and MVP candidate?
Again, if they go 72 and 90, what
happened? Better not be 24.
Yeah.
At the end of that, they have those two things that are 24th in the power rankings. There's a problem, mm-hmm. Right? All right, The Athletic. I'm going to scroll a little bit here. Let's see. Keep going. Darn. Out of the top 10. Darn. I was hoping that, you know, you get one that, like, went on a limb and said, hey, how about the Royals being, like, 15?
Nobody wants to go out on a limb.
They want to predict them, but they don't want to predict them. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, there's some confidence, but there's not full-blown confidence because the Royals are 26th in theirs. Playoff odds, they have it 14%. Last season, the Royals lost 106 games, but got Cole Reagans. I call that a wash. Kansas City was one of the busiest ball clubs this offseason, overhauling their pitching staff. Having a healthy Vinny Pasquantino will have a bigger impact in the lineup than adding Hunter Renfro, Adam Frazier, and Garrett Hampson, but nothing wrong with doing both. The biggest and best move was extending Bobby Witt in the offseason, but they had them at 26th in their power rankings. And Baseball America, we're adding to the list because, you know, it's Baseball America. We don't have a Football America.
So no, we have Pro Football out of focus.
Which is kind of interesting. But this is better than Pro Football Focus. Do we agree? So they had their tiers based on the 2080 scouting scale.
You know, somebody says you're an 80, that means you're the best.
Right. Even though it's not 100.
20 means you stink.
Even though it's not 100.
Yeah, which is weird, but that's the way.
I always found it weird. We don't want to. I guess we don't overvalue you by calling you a 100.
Right. No, we just say you're a five-tool player.
We need to call you an 80. So they have the Royals in the 40 tier.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, 20 to 80 scale, they're in the 40 tier. So that'd be lower.
Yeah.
They have them 24th.
You want to be 50 and above, usually.
The Royals didn't do anything particularly well last season as the write-up, but running up a 5.17 ERA in a pitcher's park contributed to most of the 106 losses. That's why a full season of starts from Cole Reagans, addition Seth Lugo and Michael Wacha, could add 15 wins to Kansas City's bottom line. How do you make up? How do you get from the number they were at to closer to relevance? 15 wins.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, if it comes from that group, okay. Bobby Witt has MVP upside. Other young Royals hitters, including Vinny, MJ, and Michael Garcia, have room to grow. Next first-time All-Star would be, they listed, Bobby Witt Jr. Mm-hmm. Somehow has not been the Royals All-Star representative, either 22 or 23.
Who the hell was it last year?
You feel like that's going to be the case this year. Last year's All-Star rep.
Irrelevant. Probably Salvi, just because of nobody
just
else.
Just only Salvi?
I don't know.
Bullpen guys? Nothing? Key rookies.
Ron Valone, did he pitch here?
The challenge facing the Royals is that they don't have high-end talent near the big leagues.
Never heard of him. Man.
Potential utility man Nick Lofton and potential setup man John McMillan.
Who?
John McMillan are top names.
John McMillan?
No mention of our guy.
Who's our guy? Francisco Cortez?
Correct.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean,
I would think would get some consideration.
Do you think a lot of these folks covered the Royals in spring training
probably
this year?
No. Probably not. So they had them, 24th. All right, got room to improve. Got room to surprise.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do this week's random power rankings. I mean, baseball season is here, so.
It is.
Random
Q's power... going to join us at 9.
Don't we random power rank our baseball cliches?
Got to.
That's probably where we need to go. Man. You can weigh in on yours at 913-586-7610.
All right, I'm going to get started today. Number four for me in the power rankings, good piece of hitting. Good piece of hitting is a baseball cliche that I don't really particularly care for. I watched a lot of Cubs spring training this year because it was on, right? And I think it's Jim DeShays, maybe, is their announcer.
Yeah, sounds right.
Right?
Yep.
Does that sound about right?
Yep.
Every single hit, he said, was a good piece of hitting. Every single time.
I mean,
oh, my God. Good piece of hitting. Just gone.
I like that.
My third,
I'd rather have that than, you know, launch angle and all that stuff.
Well, and that comes to number three.
I would rather just give me that's a good piece of hitting. I can see that.
Next baseball cliche that I don't like, any analytic. None of it matters.
Yeah.
None of it matters. Get rid of the analytics. They suck. And anybody who inundates a broadcast with high arch level and high hit rate and all this other nonsense, what are you doing? You're alienating most of your audience when you talk like that. And that's been a problem with baseball. You're alienating your audience because people are sitting down to watch the game for a couple of innings. And it's a math quiz. Number two, cliche. Oh, I'm just working on a few things. I hated that during spring training. Guys would get lit up. Even during the regular season, I remember guys would get lit up back in the day. Well, I'm just working on a few things. Like what?
Not getting people out?
Yeah, because whatever you were working on sucks.
Work on getting people out.
Yeah, so working on a few things. And then the number one cliche is, just, of course, day game after
day game.
Night game.
Oh, yeah.
Day game after night game is your greatest baseball cliche. Baseball players literally cannot poop if there's a day game after a night game. Day game after a night game, not going to be able to do it. Why? Well, it's a day game after a night game. So?
Number four for me, control was there, just struggled with his command.
That's a good one. Yeah,
I don't know what that means, nor care. He wasn't throwing strikes and getting people out. Number three, a 5-tool player.
That's a good one.
I don't think that exists. I don't think everybody's good at everything. No. I hate to break team. Number two, live arm electric stuff.
Good. I do like that one.
Live arm electric stuff. Yep. Again, do you win? Do you throw strikes? Do you get people out? That's what I really need to know.
Can you throw a strike? No, then I don't care.
And I'm with you. Number one, day game after night game.
That's just pretty hard to beat. You ask a baseball player to do anything before a day game that is after a night game, it's like you literally just asked them to close the Grand Canyon.
It's unbelievable.
I don't know. I mean,
I can't do it. Day game after a night game.
Right.
Are you going to eat breakfast? No, day game after a night game.
There you go. Okay. Don't come back for that.
Yeah, it's day game after a night game.
All right, yeah. So I left day game.
Day games start at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Well, yeah, you know, they got to get up.
Yeah, it's not 6 a.m.
No. I hate to break it to you. It's a 1 p.m. start or a 3 p.m. day game after a night game.
I mean, it's not like their alarm clock is going off at 3:30 in the morning. No, it's going off
Baseball are just conditioned. But day game after a night game.
I'll go, yes, sir.
Yeah. It's crazy. Okay. So I left day game off, and I left live arm electric stuff off because I knew those were the top two, the great ones. So number four for me, you can't steal first base.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, yeah.
Can't do it. Can't steal first base. Number two, I can't stand this. I'm tired of this. A beautiful day for baseball. Well, it's a beautiful day every day, not just for baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, dropping the head of the bat on the ball. What the hell does that mean?
Yeah, you're getting the bat head in the zone.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Getting the bat head.
Dropping the head of the bat on the ball today.
I would think in order to hit it, you probably should.
You got to.
Probably make that kind of contact.
And the one that just drives me crazy, I never understood what it means.
Day game after night game?
Well, that and the live arm electric stuff.
Mike Swanson was king of that excuse. Day game after a night game.
And the dry swings and all that. But can of corn. Oh, boy, hit a can of corn. The hell?
I have no idea what that means. I know.
Well, I actually do know what that is.
What does it mean?
Back in the day, stock boys in the grocery store used to stock cans of corn, and they would fall down, and the stock boy would just catch the can of corn very easily, and they say, "Oh, that's a can of corn." I'm not kidding. Look it up.
I think that's made up.
Look it up. B-Dub, look it up. Okay? Stop laughing and look it up. That's why they call it a can of corn. You've seen the old Looney Tunes where the guy's cans are stacked up there and they fall and people catch the can and it's an easy catch. That's where they got can of corn. It goes from the old general store days where guys were climbing ladders and stacking cans of corn like a pyramid.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you.
Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!